Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learned of Ayin Aleph, Amasechtes Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the previous Mishnah's halacha of Ganav V'Tavach B'Yom Kippurim, Misham Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. If he stole an animal and slaughtered it on Yom Kippur, he's liable to pay Dal Behei. Kam Lei B'Dirah Minei. When one transgresses an Isur in which he's liable for multiple punishments, he only receives the Einish Chamer, the more stringent punishment, and does not receive the Einish Kal, the less stringent punishment. The Einish Chamer absolves him of the Einish Kal. This certainly applies to Chiv and Mrs. Bezdin. The Chiv and Mrs. Bezdin absolves him of the Chiv Mammon. However, this does not apply to Chiv Krisis. The Chiv Karis does not absolve him of the Chiv Mammon because it's not through Bezdin. And there's a Machlekes whether this applies to Malkis, which is through Bezdin, whether Leiku U'Mishalim or Leiku V'Ein Mishalim, whether the Chiv Malkis absolves him of the Chiv Mammon. One is not liable for a transgression committed through a shliach, his agent. However, regarding tevichu mechira, we do say yes shliach ledva avera. Maisa Shabbos. When one is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, transgresses Shabbos intentionally, for example, he shechs or cooks, there is an iser achila la'olam, it is forbidden to be eaten forever. There is a machlekes whether this iser maisa Shabbos applies only loy, to the one who transgressed, or loy ulacher, it applies to others as well. And there's a machlekes whether Maisa Shabbos is also midiraisa or only midirabanan. Shchita sheina ruya lo yishma shchita. A shchita which is not fit in that it does not render the meat permitted to be eaten is not considered a shchita regarding transgressions or other halachas which require a shchita. Davak gerim lamamin kamamin dami. A person who stole an item from a shemer, a guardian, is chayiv b'tashlumin. Although the shemer is not the bailam, the owner, however, since it is garim lamamin, it causes the shemer a loss because he must compensate the bailam for its loss. Therefore, kamamin dummy, the shemer is considered its owner. Ma'ide b'knas pater. One does not pay a knas based on his own admission. The question of ganav shor shel shnei shutvin v'tvachay v'hoyde la'achad mehen mahu. If a person stole and slaughtered an ox that belonged to two partners and then confessed to one partner, he became pater on his share of the dal v'hei because he was ma'ide b'knas. However, does he still pay a partial dal v'hei to the other partner?